And now to Lebanon, where the city of Tripoli is still the scene of deadly clashes linked to the war in neighboring Syria. Now, three more people were killed overnight in fighting between supporters and opponents of the Syrian government. Latest fatalities bring to nine the number of people who've lost their lives in the past 24 hours in Tripoli. Dozens of people have been injured since the battle erupted on Saturday morning. The Lebanese army has intervened, trying to end the violence. Let's cross over to London, joined by political commentator, Mr. Chris Bambury. Chris, nice to have you with us. Chris, this situation is getting more and more deadly in Lebanon as we see the spillover from the crisis in Syria. Do you think that we're going to continue to see the situation there exacerbate? And what will it take actually to calm the situation down in Lebanon?
Well, I think the situation is potentially going to get worse because, firstly, we have a growing refugee problem in Lebanon. Clearly, the greatest number of refugees from the Syrian conflict are in the neighboring countries. But secondly, as well, we have a long-standing sectarian problem in Lebanon, which is a major political divide. And there are clearly forces who want to exacerbate that and to encourage that. We've seen, for instance, the recent car bombing outside the Iranian embassy, which wasn't just simply a targeting of Iran, but it was also designed, I think, to increase tension with the Shia community. In Tripoli, we have seen clashes between the majority Sunni population, which generally support the Assad regime in neighboring Syria, and the Alawite minority, who generally support the Assad regime. And that violence has been continuing for some time. But we've also seen today, in the last 24 hours, a diffusing of rockets which were aimed at a Shia community, seriously community. And I think we have to say the same sort of forces which have been keen to develop a sectarian conflict in Syria, targeting Christians, Alawites and Shias, are at work in Lebanon. And they want to develop and create increased tension, increased conflict, if not civil war in Lebanon. And I have to say, it's not in the interests of the majority of the population of that country, who up to now have shown restraint, aware of what the problems are, the potential problems are in Lebanon, and have been keen to avoid any development of a civil war, which of course the country has experienced in recent times. And I think we have to say, who is it who gained from this? Clearly not Damascus, which does not want to see an escalation of the conflict. Clearly not the Shia, the Alawite and Christian communities who have been the victims of sectarian violence in Syria and indeed Iraq, which you should add into the community. And I would say my guess is the people who want to see this are the various Salafist elements who have been active in Syria, the allies who are now active in Lebanon, and their backers in Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us, Chris Bambury, political commentator out of London.